Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to The Huddle. Dave Schwartz, Pete Najarian, Charlie Weiss. Good to be with you on this Sunday morning. The Minnesota Wild play Arizona this afternoon at the Xcel Energy Center. It's a 1 o'clock start. Dane does a great job with the Pioneer Press joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dane, good morning to you. I want to talk first about the big news this week, Ryan Reeves coming in. When I saw that, my first reaction was, holy cow, only a draft pick. And listen, I know this guy's not going to score 40 goals a season, but what does he bring to this locker room? What is that you've understood the purpose of him coming in, and why did they try to bring him in?
Yeah, Ryan Reeves just brings an injection of life into pretty much any locker room he walks in, any room he walks in, actually, like in his everyday life as well. The dude is just an infectious personality. It's funny because he's the opposite of what he is perceived to be on the ice. When you see him on the ice, he kind of has a style that he comes across as a jerk, but he's the nicest guy, you know, off the ice. And I think right now, with the way the Wild are kind of dragging, getting through this season, up and down start, Bill Guerin was just looking for a boost, and Ryan Reeves certainly provides that. He's done that everywhere he's gone. You remember that Vegas Golden Knights team, Ryan Reeves and Marc-Andre Fleury both on that team, but together kind of the heartbeat of that group. And you know, he brought that to New York in the Big Apple, and he's bringing that to Minnesota. You saw it in glimpses the other night. He hadn't played in about 2 weeks because he's been a healthy scratch in New York. But anytime he laid a hit, the crowd got loud. And I think you're going to see a lot more of that coming down the chute here the rest of the way.
Dane, you just talked about the crowd, so I'm going to ask you this question. Home ice, what's going on with the Wild? We have some of the greatest fans in the world, and we unfortunately just don't seem to be able to get past the fact of getting 50-50 at home. How are we going to do that, and what do you think the problem is?
Yeah, I think the biggest problem is right now they just can't score. And it is weird to watch the Wild struggle on home ice because they never have. I think they lost eight times on home ice all of last year, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a little bit of an abnormal, you know, uncharted territory for them to be struggling at the X where they're normally so good. I don't know if it's anything to do with, you know, like how they feel at home. I think it just comes down to they can't score right now. And early on, they couldn't get a save. But then they started to get saves, and now they can't put the puck in the back of the net with any sort of regularity. I think you're seeing opposing teams, if they're able to shut down that top line, specifically if they're able to shut down Kirill Kaprizov, the Wild don't have a ton of secondary scoring outside of that. You lost Kevin Fiala. That's 85 points. Ryan Hartman's played like five games this year. That's 30-plus goals. So you're seeing right now they're just kind of struggling to put the puck in the net. And I think right now at home, that's become kind of the biggest culprit for all these losses starting to pile up.
Dane Mizutani joining us from the Pioneer Press, talking Wild on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dane, I know the hope of bringing in a guy like Ryan Reeves is that it starts to open up a little more scoring for some guys. Somehow it opened up scoring for Marcus Foligno, which is incredible because he used to be the enforcer role. But I'm interested in what's been going on with Marco Rossi because I know nobody wants to panic, and I know that he's taking his time to get there. He had COVID, and then he had a real tough time getting over that. But considering that he keeps getting scratched, and where what does this progression look like for him, and is it a point where the coaching staff, GM, et cetera, are maybe thinking he's behind the curve for the progression that he needs to be making?
Yeah, I do think people thought, or people within the organization thought it was going to come along a little faster for Marco. I think there was a lot of excitement when he made the team out of training camp. It's a kid last year who had the goal of making the team out of training camp, and he didn't, but obviously, and he played in the minors last year, and he you know, was a good soldier down there. But I think after he had such a good preseason, I think he led the league in points in the preseason. And as we've come to find out, that doesn't mean much, but it's still impressive. He was putting up points in the preseason, had a great training camp, made the team. I think people within the organization, even, you know, fans of the organization, thought it was going to come really easy for Marco Rossi, and it just hasn't. He's been really good defensively, but this is a guy, number 9 overall pick in the 2020 draft. You expect this guy to produce at a high level, and he hasn't. He has no goals through 16 games, one assist through 16 games, clearly in his own head at this point. And now he's been healthy scratch 3 games in a row. It's looking like 4 games in a row today, because the way Dean Evason made it sound yesterday, the Wild are going to go with 7 defensemen, which you just do the math, that leaves one forward out, and it's probably going to be Marco Rossi. At some point, you have to think about sending him down to the minors, because I get the idea of clearing your head, learning tough lessons in the NHL, but you got to play. This kid's 21 years old. He needs to play games. He needs to play in big situations. He needs to play on the power play, penalty kill, you know, all those big situations that he's going to get in Iowa and that he's not getting here in St. Paul. That's going to be better for his development than sitting in the press box every night. So I think that's coming at some point. It could come as early as today. No decisions have been made as far as I'm been told, but I think it's coming at some point, because you can't just keep sitting this 21-year-old kid.
Dane, should we just accept the fact that maybe the Wild is a 500 team? It seems like every time I look and I tend to check out the standings and everything, it just seems like we are somewhere very close to that. Right now we're 9-9. Is that the team that we should expect, or is there something that we could see that could possibly turn this for the Wild to maybe start getting a little bit more wins and start to challenge maybe Dallas or Colorado or Winnipeg or somebody?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a playoff team. I really do. I think anytime you have Kirill Kaprizov, you're going to be in that conversation. I don't think that's a guy who's going to let you fall out of playoff contention just because of what he's capable of night in, night out. But yeah, I think it's, if they don't find more secondary scoring, this is a team that could be flirting around 500 all year. As we've seen in the NHL, that could get you into the playoffs. And if you get in, that's sometimes all that matters. You know, the Wild, for as good as last season was, the franchise record, 113 points, you know, they lost in the first round to St. Louis Blues. So if the Wild make the playoffs, scratch and claw their way into the wild card spot this year, and can somehow take down one of these opponents in the first round, then inherently that's a better season. So I get it. I get it's frustrating. I get that fans got very used to the Wild winning every night, playing an exciting brand of hockey last year with that franchise changing season. I don't think the regular season is going to go as well this year. I think that was going to be hard for them to replicate, and they lost a lot of production. But I do think this is still a playoff team. I think if they continue to prove they are at least on that playoff cut line, Bill Guerin has shown in the past that he's not afraid to make big swing moves. So maybe that comes down at the trade deadline sometime in February. But right now, yeah, as it's constructed, I think it's a 500 hockey team. And I think that's just something that everyone's going to kind of have to come to grips with, and you know, until further notice.
Dane, I was watching the game against Toronto the other night. My son, we kept screaming at the television that Murray kept kicking the goal off. And I'm like, how many times is he going to get away with this? Have you ever seen it? I don't know that I've ever seen in an NHL level. Now, I coach youth hockey. It happens all the time. I've never seen a goalie keep trying to do that. It was so obvious to me he was trying to kick the net off the moorings every time they came close to scoring.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, he did it 3 times. he did it, I think, twice the game before in New Jersey. So it's like, this guy has a reputation of doing things like that. And, he was asked about it after the game. He's like, I don't know what was going on. Like, you know, I used the net to push off, and, you know, these nets came off a little easier. Like, I've seen Marc-Andre Fleury and Philip Gustafson play 10, 15 games, this year in those nets, and they haven't come off the moorings like that. So this is an issue with the guy. It's something that I think officials really need to take into account. I guess credit to Matt Murray. If you're not going to get called for it, like anytime there's pressure in the offensive zone, just push the net off. But yeah, that needs to end. Like that's something that is not good for the game. You know, this is a league that wants to add scoring and, you know, make the game more exciting, and you have a goalie pushing the net off anytime, you know, there was any sort of pressure. So ridiculous. I do think they'll get it fixed though.
And P.S. Matt Murray, pushing off the moorings, when you do that with your shoulder instead of your foot, yes, it's going to go off every single. Give me a break. I mean, the guy was throwing a check to the net every time they came close. Hey, do you know this afternoon, are we going to see Gustafson, or are we going to see Marc-Andre Fleury this afternoon?
Yeah, they were up in the air as of yesterday, and the Wild recalled Zane MacIntyre under emergency conditions from the Iowa Wild yesterday. I think there was an issue. We saw Fleury in the locker room, so I don't think the issue was with Fleury. But yeah, no indication yet who's going to be the starting goaltender. I would venture to guess Marc-Andre Fleury just because, you know, when you see something like a goaltender recalled under emergency conditions, you think, well, that must mean something happened with the other goaltender. Yeah. And we saw Marc-Andre Fleury after the game, and he looked fine. He looked in good spirits, or after the practice, I should say. So I don't think it's anything wrong with him. But again, I don't know for sure. Dean Evason was kind of tight-lipped yesterday about that.
All right, Dane Mizutani, Pioneer Press writer for the Minnesota Wild. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Dave. Anytime, Dave. Yep.
Wild playing Arizona today at 1 o'clock at the Xcel Energy Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.